Introduction. Welcome to Lesson 1.2, Types of Generative Models. This lesson is part of Module 1, Foundation Understanding Generative AI Concepts in the Generative AI for Designers course. In this lesson, we'll explore three key generative models: Generative Adversarial Networks, GANs, Variational Autoencoders, VAEs, and Transformers. By the end of this lesson, you will be able to identify different types of generative models and understand their unique characteristics. Main content overview of GANs, generative adversarial networks. Generative adversarial networks, or GANs, represent a breakthrough in generative modeling. Introduced by Ian Goodfellow and his team in 2014, GANs consist of two neural networks, the generator and the discriminator, competing against each other. The generator creates fake data, while the discriminator assesses its authenticity by distinguishing real data from the generated data. This adversarial process improves the quality of the generated data over time. For example, imagine a designer creating artwork. The generator might create a painting, while the discriminator evaluates whether it looks like a true masterpiece or a mere imitation. As the generator learns from the feedback provided by the discriminator, it starts producing artworks that resemble real ones more closely. One of the significant applications of GANs is in creating realistic images, such as deepfakes or artwork. For instance, a fashion designer could use GANs to generate new clothing designs based on existing trends, merging styles in innovative ways. The results can be both groundbreaking and surprising, showcasing how GANs can blend various artistic influences. Introduction to VAEs, Variational Autoencoders. Next, we will discuss Variational Autoencoders, VAEs. Unlike GANs, VAEs focus on encoding data into a latent space and then decoding it back into the original format. This process allows for the generation of new data points by sampling from the learned latent space. VAEs are particularly useful for tasks that require smooth interpolations between data points. To put it simply, a VAE acts like a compression algorithm, capturing the essential features of the data. For instance, if a designer has a collection of images of shoes, a VAE can help identify the core characteristics that define different types of shoe designs. Once these features are captured, the VAE can generate new shoe designs that blend or modify existing characteristics. A practical application of VAEs can be seen in the field of product design. A designer can use a VAE to explore different variations of a product by adjusting certain features, such as color or shape, while ensuring that the new designs remain coherent and visually appealing. This can lead to innovative products that align closely with consumer preferences. Basics of transformers. Finally, we delve into transformers, a model architecture that has revolutionized not only natural language processing but also generative tasks. Transformers utilize self-attention mechanisms, allowing them to weigh the significance of different parts of the input data. This capability makes them particularly effective for understanding context and generating coherent outputs. For example, when a designer creates marketing copy for a product, a transformer model can generate text that not only makes sense but also aligns with the desired tone and style. It can suggest variations that resonate with the target audience, considering their preferences and behavior. Transformers have also been applied in image generation, where they can create detailed and contextually relevant images based on textual descriptions. A designer can input a description of a scene, and the transformer can generate a high-quality image that matches the text, opening up new avenues for creative expression. Conclusion. In this lesson, we explored three fundamental types of generative models: GANs, VAEs, and transformers. Each of these models has unique characteristics that make them suitable for various applications in design and creativity. By understanding these models, you are now better equipped to identify and leverage generative technologies in your work. As we move forward in this course, we will continue to build on these concepts, examining how they can be practically applied in the design process. Reflection questions. How might you utilize GANs in your design projects to enhance creativity and innovation? In what ways could VAEs support your work in product design or development? Reflect on the impact of transformers in generating content. How can you see this technology reshaping your creative processes?